Hello, this is Ilana Goldstein-Sachs of Web Yeshiva with this week's Best Supporting Actors podcast. In this podcast, we are going to take a look every week at a different minor biblical character, right? This is not going to be the podcast where you're going to learn about Moshe Rabbeinu or Avraham Avinu. This is going to be where you learn about all those minor characters, which kind of leave you wondering, what are they all about? Who were they? What are we meant to learn from them? For today's podcast, we're going to start with the character of Bezalel. And Bezalel is a very interesting character. Because on the one hand, we know about him a lot, right? He plays an important role. He builds the Mishkan. He designs and creates everything that went into the Mishkan and the Mishkan itself. And yet, we really know nothing about him at all, because very little is actually said about him. However, as we're going to see, the little that is said is very rich and really builds a very interesting character, both in the biblical psukim, right, in the psukim and the Torah itself, as well as what the Midrash does with those little tidbits of information, right? Now, like I said, everybody knows that Bezalel built the Mishkan, but what else do we know? Well, we know that he is Ben Uri Ben Hur, right? He is the son of Uri, the son of Hur, right? Hur being another character who does show up in the Torah. Perhaps will be the subject of a different podcast, a different week. And we also know that he is from the tribe of Yehuda. Well, what else do we know about him? Right, the Torah really mentions him just a handful of times, by name, I mean. The first time is when Hashem tells Moshe about his appointment, right? This is the man who was going to build the Mishkan, right? To be more accurate, he doesn't actually build the Mishkan. That is done by Moshe. He's the one who makes all of the things from which the Mishkan is built. The second time is when Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael what Hashem told him, meaning about the appointment of Bezalel. And the third time is when Bezalel makes the Aron. Right? All the other times when it talks about the making of the various parts of the Mishkan, Bezalel's name is not mentioned explicitly, but it says either Ve'asa or Ve'asu, right, they made or he made, right, where in which, you know, Bezalel is implied. But his name is only mentioned explicitly in connection with the making of the Aron, right, the ark in which the Luchot, the tablets of the Ten Commandments were placed. And that is the only time where his name is mentioned explicitly in terms of making something. And then his name is mentioned again in the context of, you know, that everything was completed, right? That the job was done, that they did everything that they had to do. But within these descriptions, these various times when he's mentioned, there are some very interesting words used to describe him. Both times that he is introduced, right, first by Hashem to Moshe, and then by Moshe to Bnei Israel, it's basically the same terms are used. Re'e karati b'shem Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur lematei Yehuda. Right here, Hashem is telling Moshe, "Behold, I have called upon Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, from the tribe of Yehuda. Va'amale oto ruach Elohim." I will fill him with a Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of God, or a godly spirit. Bechochma, uvetfuna, uvedat, uvechol melacha. Right? And I will fill him with chochma, wisdom, tivuna, understanding, and dat, knowledge. Uvechol melacha. Right? And an ability to do all sorts of workmanship. Lachashov machashavot, right? An ability to design designs, etc. Right? And the list goes on, the various talents that he has. Now, the question is, what exactly are these things, and what is the relationship between them? One school of thought sees them as talking about the same thing, right? That all these terms are referring to basically the same types of things. Amos Chacham, Zichrono Livracha, a Torah scholar, Bible scholar who passed away just a few weeks ago, in the Dat Mikra commentary, writes that the meaning of the term Ruach Elohim, that which Hashem fills Bezalel with, is expressed in his remarkable ability to do Chol Melacha. Right? So the Ruach Elohim is connected intrinsically to his talents. The other school of thought sees these as two different things, right? According to Rashi, for example, chokhmah is that which a person learns from someone else. Tivunah is an understanding which is based on an application of chokhmah, of what one has learned from someone else. And that, according to Rashi, is Ruach HaKodesh. Right? So here we see, well, the truth is that in Rashi also you have, it seems that this is all referring to his talents, right? He's smart, and he is able to apply what he knows to all sorts of things. But there's also a spark within him, a divine spark or inspiration involved with his work. The Ibn Ezra divides between these things in a somewhat different way. He divides between Ruach on the one hand, the Ruach Elohim, which he explains in much detail are insights and understandings of all sorts of lofty and esoteric knowledge. And Kol Melacha, on the other hand, is practical knowledge. And it is the presence of both of these things in one individual, Ibn Ezra remarks, which is remarkable. Right, this might give you an insight more into the philosophical scene of medieval Spain during the Ibn Ezra's time than maybe into Bezalel himself. But in other words, that he has the ability to both have understanding on a lofty level of all sorts of esoteric things, all sorts of divine things, on the one hand, and also to be a very practical person who knows how to build. In all cases, right, it is clear from this description that we are talking about a man who is imbued with both spirit and intelligence, as well as talent, right, practical talent. Now, it should be noted that Bezalel does not work alone. Right, he is given an assistant, right, Aholiav ben Achisamach, right, from the tribe of Dan. And in addition, we are told that he had many workers. Right, uvelev kol chacham lev natati chokma v'asu et kol asher tivitcha, tiviticha. Right, that in the heart of all of in the heart of all of the wise-hearted, I give wisdom. Right, and they will do everything that you must have. I have to do. Right? These workers are described in a way, in a similar way, right? Chochmelev, right? Similar to what we saw with Bezalel. Right? It's not quite as effusive as the description of Bezalel, right? Not as inclusive as many talents, but along the same lines, right? They also have chochmah, and they are given chochmah. These chochmelev are given chochmah. In a similar way that Hashem fills Bezalel with Ruach Elohim. Right. Now again, Amos Chacham in his commentary in Dat Mikra brings two possible ways of understanding this idea. Uvelev kol chacham lev natati chokhma. Right. One understanding, and it's the one that I think is found in most of the medieval commentaries, is that Hashem gives chokhmah to these people, and that's how they became chachamim to begin with. Right? They are chokhmah lev because of the chokhmah which Hashem gave to them. The alternate explanation brought is that Hashem grants additional chokhmah to those who are already chokhmah lev. Right? Those who are inclined naturally towards chokhmah are helped further in that direction. One imagines that this, right, or at least one of these explanations applies to Bezalel himself, right? The one who seems to have all his natural talent, but he is filled up with Ruach Elohim, or perhaps he has that talent because of the Ruach Elohim that was placed in him. The Torah also tells us that Bezalel and Aholiyav were given the ability, right, the talent of teaching, right, ulehorot natan bilibo hu ve'aholiyav ben achisamach, right, they had to know how to teach. In addition to know how to do the stuff themselves, they had to be able to teach these things, right, because they were in charge of instructing the other workers. And being able to teach something that you know how to do, sometimes when something comes naturally to you, it's not always so easy to teach it to somebody else. And so their ability to do so adds another layer, right, of their capabilities and their talents. In addition to those numerous qualities that we already have seen in Bezalel. Another detail in the Torah gives us some insight into Bezalel's role, if not into his personality per se, although perhaps his personality as well, is the way in which the tasks assigned to him were carried out. The pasuk, which we read about the workers, who worked under Bezalel, that same pasuk continues, ve'asu et kol asher tziviticha. Right, the workers led by Bezalel, right, they do exactly what they were meant to do. Right, and then later on in pasuk aleph of Perek Lamed Vav, v'asa Bezalel v'holiya v'chol ish chacham lev asher natan Hashem chokhma utfuna behema ledat lasot et kol melechet avodat hakodesh l'chol asher tziva Hashem. Right, again, right, everything was done the way that it was meant to be done. It's interesting to see where the Midrash takes this. So if you look, for example, in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, Shir HaShirim Rabbah Bet, Lamed Bet, it says, Bezalel ala lehar Sinai, ve'hera oto ma'aseh ha-mishkan ki'ilu asui limala. Right, that Bezalel went up onto Har Sinai, and Hashem showed him the Mishkan as if it was made limala, right up there in the heavens. So basically, you know, the Midrash is saying that Bezalel saw on Har Sinai a blueprint, right, an exact replica of what it was that he had to do, what it was that he had to make. Right, so one reads this Midrash, and one sees Bezalel as a very talented worker, right? One who is told what to do, and he does exactly what he is told to do, right? He is able to perform that which he is told to do, right? But if you look at a different source, this time in the Talmud Bavli, in Brachot, Nun Hayamud Aleph, one begins to see a different understanding of these qualities of Bezalel and where his great talent lay. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan. Bezalel, al shem chochmato nikra. Right? He was called Bezalel because of his chochma, because of his wisdom. B'sha'ah she'amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Moshe, lech emor le'Bezalel, aseli mishkan, aron v'chilim. Right, when Moshe, when Hashem said to Moshe, go and tell Bezalel to make a mishkan, an aron, and the other vessels, halach Moshe v'hafach. Right, Moshe went, but he reversed the order. V'amar lo aseh aron v'chilim v'mishkan. Right, he didn't say, first make the Mishkan and then the Aron and the Kilim. Rather, he said, make the Aron and the Kilim and then the Mishkan. Amarlo, right? Bezalel said, Moshe Rabbeinu. Bezalel said to Moshe Rabbeinu, min hagosh shel olam, adam bone bayit v'achar kach machnis l'tocho kilim. Right? The way of the world is that first you build a house and then you put things inside. Va'ata omer aseli Aron v'chilim u'mishkan. Right? And you tell me to first make the Aron and the Kilim and then make the Mishkan? Kelim she'ani oseh lehechan achnisam. Right, these vessels that you want me to make, where am I going to put them? Shema kach amar lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu aseh mishkan aron v'chilim. Is it possible, Moshe, that maybe what Hashem really told you was make a mishkan and then an aron and the kelim? Amar lo, right, Moshe said to him, Shema betzel el hayita v'yadata. Right, but Moshe, impressed with Bezalel's words, says to him, right, and this is the play on the name Bezalel, why he is named Bezalel according to this Midrash, could it be that you were hiding in the shadow of God, Bezalel, and that is when these words were said, and that's how you knew. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Yodeh haya Bezalel letzaref otiyot shenivru'u bahen shamayim va'aret. Ktiv hacha, ve'yemale oto ruach Elohim b'chokhma v'tfuna avudat, ktiv uchtiv hatam, Hashem, b'chokhma yisal aret, konen shamayim b'tfuna uchtiv, b'da'ato tehomot nikbao. Here, Bezalel, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rav that Bezalel was able to link together the letters of the alphabet which were used in order to create the world, right, in the creation of the world, right? And this is based in the Midrash, in the words that Bezalel has the ability to create in the same way, and this is an amazing statement, that Hashem has the ability to create, right? And this is made by the comparison of the language of that is used to describe Bezalel, right, that he is Ruach Elohim, Chochma, Tfuna, Dat, etc., and Psukim from Tehillim, which describe Hashem creating the world, which uses the similar terms. So Bezalel's act of, quote, creation of the Mishkan is compared to the ultimate creative act of Hashem. This is also clearly linked to, the idea, which we don't have time to go into depth here, that the creation, the building of the Mishkan, and everything that went into the building of the Mishkan, is parallel in many ways to the description of Briat HaOlam, the creation of the world, and that the building of the Mishkan is meant to be a sort of like a compared to the creation of the world, right? The place in Hashem, who is the creator of the world, is now having a place created for him to dwell in. If you look at the end of the book of Shemot, right, and you can even look and try to find the comparisons yourself, right? And there are those who even suggest that Bezalel, right, his name evokes the idea of that the Adam, the people were created Bezalem Elohim. And that Bezalel here, with these qualities which we've already begun to discuss, is like the ultimate in terms of what a creative human being is supposed to be. The Gemara then goes on, one last bit in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noten Chochma Ela Lemi Sheyesh Bo Chochma Sheneemar Yehav Chochmata Lechachimin. Right, that and this was the idea that we saw earlier when I quoted it from the Dat Mikra, but the source is clearly from here, from the Gemara. Right, this idea that if Hashem gives or increases a person's chokhmah if they have a nitiya of that sort already. Right, but. Meaning that the abilities, the talents, the wisdom, etc., that a human being has, is intertwined in a sense with the divine knowledge that is given to him by God. One last source that I want to mention is from the Talmud Yerushalmi, Sechet Peah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Right, and this is similar to the first idea that we read in Brachot. Rabbi Tanchuma b'shem Rav Huna says, right, Rabbi Uvetzalel ben Uri ben Chur the Matei Yehuda Asad Kol Asher Tziva Hashem et Moshe. Right, he's quoting the pasuk which talks about the completion of Bezalel's work. And then the Gemara goes on, Oto Moshe in Ktiv Kan Ela Asher Tziva Hashem et Moshe. Right, Afilu Dvarim Shalosh Shama Mipi Rabo Hiskima Da'ato Kema Sheneemar LeMoshe MeSinai. Right, so what is the Gemara the Gemara Yerushalmi saying here? That the pasuk doesn't say that he did everything the way that Moshe said it to him, rather the way that Hashem said it to Moshe. Right, that even the things, the details, the ideas that he didn't hear mipi rabo, meaning from Moshe Rabbeinu, hiskima da'ato kemashneemar leMoshe miSinai. His da'at, his knowledge of what he had to do, agreed with what Moshe had heard from Hashem on Har Sinai, meaning that he was able to understand what he had to do, even if it was not told to him explicitly by Moshe. Now, all of these midrashim that we just read, both from the Masechet Brachot in the Bavli and Masechet Peah in the Yerushalmi, right, they all imply something about Bezalel's wisdom and his abilities that goes far beyond simple adherence to what he was told to do. the spirit of Hashem, which was within him, his wisdom, his understanding, his knowledge, which he translated through his many talents into the finished product of the Mishkan, was not simply an adherence to a blueprint, right? Which is what we thought we saw in the Midrash and Shir HaShirim Rabbah. Rather, his specialness, his greatness, was his ability to intuit, right? To be able to know what he was supposed to do without being told, right? To be able to understand the divine will without it being spelled out for him. So in this way, Bezalel is symbolic of the very Mishkan which he built. Despite the fact that the Mishkan is run by the Levi'im and the Kohanim, right? It is really the place where all of Am Yisrael, right, anybody who wants, is supposed to come and meet God. It is there, in the Mishkan, where they're supposed to fine-tune their own ability, right, to seek out God's will. And this is hinted to in the description of the bringing of the donations to the Mishkan, right? The Torah tells us, right, that Moshe kind of makes an announcement, everybody is supposed to, you know, donate things for the building of the Mishkan. And the Torah tells us, right, that Kol Nediv Lev, Kol Asher Nasa Libo, Kol Isha Chochmat Lev, right? In language which echoes the description of Bezalel himself, and the other builders of the Mishkan as well, right? Moshe announces that any person, man or woman, who is filled with the spirit, or the wisdom, or the desire to contribute to the Mishkan, right, is encouraged to do so, right? This is a group activity. This is a collective endeavor. Bezalel merely embodies the qualities of what every person is supposed to do, right? Every person is supposed to strive for in their relation to the Mishkan, as well as, of course, that which dwells within the Mishkan. These qualities of Bezalel are found, again, in a very interesting Midrash, which is found in Midrash HaGadol. Kevan she'amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, LeMoshe esfali shivim ish amad Moshe v'halach lo etzel Bezalel. Right in Bamidbar Perek Yud Aleph, Moshe says to Hashem that he has difficulty dealing with the people on his own. Right, so he's told by Hashem to go and gather 70 men, and when he's told to do this, Moshe goes to Bezalel. Amar lo ma'ata mamlicheni. Right, what do you advise to me? Right, and this is based on other sources, right, which talk about this story, which spell it out more clearly, that Moshe had a problem. He had to appoint 70 elders. However, if you divide 70 by 12, right, the 12 tribes, it's not going to come out evenly. So how is he supposed to decide which tribe gets more and which tribe gets less? Amar lo aseh p'takim, right, make a lottery, right, make notes. Right? And this is also described more in detail in other sources as what exactly, how exactly the lottery worked. Miyad asachen, right? He immediately did this. Ve'ala biyado shisha mikol shevet v'shevet, right? It turned out that there were six from every shevet. Chutz mi shevet levi sha'ala mimenu arba'ah, right? Only shevet levi, there were four, right? So that turns out to be the right number. Amar Moshe, baruch hamakom, right? And the words that here are so strong, so affectionate towards Bezalel, Baruch HaMakom Shehinhig Sarara L'Shivto. Blessed is God who gave leadership to his tribe, meaning to Bezalel's tribe. V'chazar v'nashko l'Bezalel al Rosho. Right, he kisses Bezalel on his head. V'amar lo Ashrecha Yehuda Sheyatza Zeh Michalatzecha. Right, fortunate are you, Yehuda, that this man is descended from you. Right? This midrash is like full of questions. First of all, why does he go to Bezalel? Right? Why him? He had plenty of other people around he could have asked what to do. Why specifically Bezalel? What is that statement at the end? Right? What is seen in this midrash, in this story about Bezalel, that he gets such affectionate words from Moshe Rabbeinu? And I think it's because we once again see in this midrash Bezalel's ability to understand on his own how to arrive at God's will, right? To figure out what Hashem would want. Another girsa, another version of this midrash, has Bezalel say to Moshe something like, you know, when he says, you know, what do you advise to me? He says, use your chokhmah, right? You too have it in you, Moshe. You can intuit better than probably anybody else what Hashem's will is, right? So use that chokhmah, right? Arrive at that at Hashem's will at your own. You too will figure it out, Bezalel says. And the connection, of course, the very explicit connection to what happens in the midrash, in this midrash, to the fact that Bezalel is from Shevet Yehuda is particularly interesting. And the midrash is saying that it's not a coincidence that Bezalel is from Yehuda, right? The tribe of the kings, right? Because his qualities are those of the perfect leader, right? One who is naturally talented, right? Think of David HaMelech, right? David HaMelech had the qualities of the ideal king be Yisrael, right? A very broad statement, no time to back it up right now, but let's just take that for granted for the moment. If David HaMelech had those qualities. Now, there was nothing intrinsically different about David HaMelech. Anybody, in theory, could be king. Those qualities happened to be found in him. And you could again see in that, in the choosing of a king, the same idea that we saw in the choosing of Bezalel. There are innate qualities which are further blessed by Hashem that, and they develop, right, to make the king even more of a good king. But the perfect leader is one who is naturally talented, but who is imbued with a spirit which enables him to intuit God's will, because. As we know, right, the king of Am Yisrael is really the one who has to do that all the time, has to intuit what the will of the King of Kings is, in order to be the proper king of Israel. But only, right, not only doing what he's told explicitly to do, but by understanding it on his own, right? So in that way, the Midrash is saying Bezalel is the embodiment, right, of Shevet Yehuda. Of the tribe of the leaders, but he is also, as we saw earlier, right? He's also the symbol, let's say, of the Mishkan, of what the Mishkan is supposed to be, in its ideal form.